Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and dias featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Yeah.
Caught out here for a pill.
Ready,
tryna get this money for the real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, fantasy football hustler, back at ya. Oh yeah, this is, I mean, it's the most fun time of the year, right? Like, I mean, we got draft season happening for dynasty leagues. We got all this free agency news happening now. It is insane. And shout out to the crew who's up in here. Toyota One, what up, what up? Uh-oh, let's go, doing it right. Let's hit the bong. Uh-oh, and coming in hot. Yeah, stranger, what up, what up? Shout out to the Houday Nation. He said, woo, got Gasicki and got value for Mixon. We got a whole bunch of info that has happened over the last, 24 hours, a little bit more. Then 24 hours, a lot of cool stuff. And we're going to be talking about all the moves that have happened yesterday after the show. And then today, because we've had a lot of moves. Yeah, one of the moves that we saw here was Joe Mixon getting cut. And then, they said, no, we're going to trade him to the Houston Texans. All right, let's see what the trade entailed. But this happened very, very recently this morning. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Actually, I don't even know. I think it happened so recently. Yeah, I think it happened so recently that we don't even have the trade terms yet. We just know that the Texans traded for Sir Joe Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Derek. What up? What up? All right. How about, let's just go through. I'm going to pack up a nice dab here. Let's just go through position by position. Guys who found a new home. How about that? Let's start with Kirk Cousins. Man, the dollar bills of this free agency. 4 years, 180 mil. Gardner Minshew. Oh, with Atlanta. 180 mil, 4 years with Atlanta. How many is guaranteed? can't remember what number was guaranteed. Was it 100 is guaranteed something? 100 of that 180 was guaranteed. Gardner Minshew going over to the Raiders. Him and Aiden O'Connell, like, that's it. They give him 2 years, 25 mil. 15 of it's guaranteed. Jacoby Brissett getting back to New England on an $8 million deal. It's just a 1 year. There's no guarantee or anything. Marcus Mariota going over to the Commanders. 6 year deal, no guarantees. Mitch Trubisky re-signing with the Buffalo Bills. Been a while since he's been there. Now he's going to go back up the Stallion again. I mean, this is an ultimate backup role. I mean, we're talking 2 years, $5 million for him. And then it's so funny because Russ Wilson, he's all the way at the bottom here because he's only, it's only a $1.2 million deal, 1 year deal. It's funny because, like, that's just the way that it looks on paper. The Broncos still owe him $38 million for this year. And I think it's like $40 million next year. So, like, either way, whatever he gets from whatever team he's on, he's getting paid either way by the Broncos. Emil, what up, what up? Stranger said, so far this has been the best free agency since we signed DJ Ritter and Trey Hendrickson. Hell yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like this is one of the better free agency years, like, just in general. We have so much action right now. We had so many RBs that were up for contract. I mean, so many QBs. This might be the best free agency year ever. And it's crazy to think that, but the stars just kind of aligned on everybody's contracts at the same time. And Derek, all right, we're not into the wide receivers yet, but let's jump in there. Darnell Mooney getting over to the Atlanta Falcons on a 3-year, $39 million deal. It's crazy because, like, that is, I think that's kind of the new standard for, like, you know, a second/third wide receiver. Like, we saw the same thing from Gabe Davis going over to the Jaguars. All right. Let's dab it up, guys. First dab of the day for me. Let's get it. And Derek said that just happened. I'm watching. That happened before we hopped on. It was a couple minutes ago, but it did just happen. Yes, sir. What'd Stranger say? And unbelievably, let's see, unbelievably, the NFL screwed the Bengals and actually admitted it and fixed it. Loving our shiny new draft pick, number 97 over 200. All right. There we go. And, did you guys hear? So, let's see. Sam Darnold makes it over to Minnesota. Tyrod Taylor made it to the Jets. And Jameis Winston is apparently about to close a one-year deal with the Browns. And I think they said it was about $8 million. I like it. Get them a better backup over there just in case. All right. The running back room has been pretty fun this offseason. And Jared in the house, shout out to the Hootat Nation. What up, bro? Johnny in the house. What's up? Peacock, what up, homie? J Mac talking about Shaq Barrett to Miami. Woo. Oh, man. All right. Let's see here. Let's get over to the running back room. And Josh Jacobs, I mean, he got the biggest bag out of everybody. 4 years, $48 million. Now, here's the thing, though. He got the biggest on paper, but he only got $12.5 million guaranteed. Like, this is like a very, very almost identical deal to what Aaron Jones got a couple years ago, where if they want to get out of it, they could get out of it next year. So even though it's a 4 year, $48 million deal, they could cut him next year if they wanted to. So that's the thing that's crazy about the Josh Jacobs contract. Saquon, he actually got more per year and more guaranteed. He got 3 years, $37 million, 26 of it is guaranteed. Tony Pasta, see, this one's crazy because he didn't get any guaranteed money, like, at all. Getting over to the Titans, he got the 3-year, $24 million. And I wonder if there's just no guaranteed money put here yet, because they got DeAndre Swift. He got the same deal, but he got 15 of his 15 mil of his is guaranteed. Pretty much glorified 2-year deals for those guys. Devin Singletary, 3-year, $16 million deal with the Giants. Antonio Gibson, this one is very, very interesting. Going to the New England Patriots, 3-year, $11 million deal. I mean, that's backup money no matter what. But is Stevenson on the way out? Like, he's coming to, like, the end of his contract. And we know that the Patriots just, like, I mean, it's a whole new regime, but just, like, the core of the Patriots, like, they just love pass-catching running backs. Austin Eckler, this one. This one was kind of shocking to me that he only got 2 years, $8 million. Like, I didn't think that there was going to be too many of these running backs that were even getting over $8 million. I didn't think that he was going to get 2 years, $8 million. Like, the, I don't know, man. Like, could he make more money being a fantasy football analyst, like, right now? He might be able to. I'm sure that there's not too many fantasy football analysts that are above the $4 million, you know, mark. But he's going to have to do a lot of work to, like, be a whack running back in the NFL behind Brian Robinson. Like, you ain't getting in front of B-Rob the Mob. At a party getting loose. Then we got Zach Moss. It's crazy. How do Zach Moss and Austin Eckler warrant the same type of deal? Zach Moss got a 2-year, $8 million deal from the Bengals. And once the Bengals signed him, the Bengals traded. So first they said that they were releasing Joe Mixon. Like, that's the news that we got yesterday. I don't even remember what time it was, kind of like towards the end of the day. And then today we get the news that no, they're not releasing him. They're actually trading him to the Texans. So we did not get, it happened so recently. Like, I mean, it happened maybe 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago at most. So they haven't even given us any info about what the trade entailed. How about Aaron Jones? 1 year, $7 million to the Vikings. I mean, that's way better than Alexander Mattison or Tyson Chandler, I'll tell you that much. Gus Edwards, 2 years, $3.5 million to the Chargers. I mean, glorified backup money right there. Yeah, I see the Chargers drafting an RB. I see the Chargers drafting an RB, maybe in the second round, maybe in the third round. Like, you might not even have, I mean, you might be able to get the best running back in the class that you want as a second rounder. So maybe it's like third round that they end up going and picking up someone. Let's see. Kyle, what up, bro? He said, as a Packers fan, though, I'm happy the Packers are making moves. They got themselves a good one. Yeah, because, I mean, Packers usually don't make any moves, like, at all. So that's the thing that at least Packer fans should be a little happy about. They actually went out and got a running back versus, you know, just trying to draft one, homegrown. Let's see. And what? Hold on, Emil. Let me see. Well, it's crazy. So much stuff is happening right now. Let's see. Damn. All right. I had to make sure that it was real before we did this. So, yeah, some news that just happened right now. Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks, and actually, I guess this happened last night. I must have missed it. That Jordan Brooks is going to the Dolphins. Yeah, a lot of these IDP moves go under the radar. That's amazing. Chef's kiss for that one. And the Seahawks got Patrick Queen. And so, like, this, oh man, this is, it's crazy for IDP. We haven't even gotten into IDP yet. We haven't even gotten into IDP yet, but that excites me. That excites me. Stranger said, now if my Bengals can sign Brown, a right tackle, and the rankings DT, my Bengals would be unstoppable force of nature this year. And Emil said, Chargers are probably drafting Blake Corum. Yeah, it could happen for sure. I mean, why not? It's not like he's going to be like a first rounder. Like, I don't even know if he's going to be a second rounder. So they might be able to get him at the top of the third round. All right, let's get back to, let's jump over to the wide receivers now. And only a few wide receiver moves. And it's crazy because Darnell Mooney and Gabe Davis, those are the biggest wide receiver signings so far. And both of them are 3-year, 39 mil. Darnell Mooney got 26 mil guaranteed. Gabe Davis got 24 mil guaranteed. Damn. And then you got guys like Devin Duvernay, who got signed to Jacksonville. Okay, maybe they need another return guy over there. Two years, 8.5 mil. And then Jalen Reagor signed to the Patriots for like a mil. Tino, what up? He said ATL would stink. Sorry, Kirk. Oh, man, this one made me laugh. Derek said the Titans agreed to terms with Kenneth Murray. 2-year, 15 mil. Do not draft him. He's going to suck. Trust me. Trust me. Tennessee Titans middle linebackers always end up sucking. And Ken Murray is one of those ones. Like he did shine a little bit last year. Like there was times where I was like, hey, we got to start Ken Murray. Like it was crazy scoring like 20 points a game. But that didn't last. That did not last too long. All right. Let's jump to the tight ends. There's really been nothing in the tight end category. I didn't notice this Colby Parkinson going over to the Rams. 3 years, 22 mil, 15 mil. Guaranteed. What? Noah Fant, we did hear this. He's staying with the Seahawks, 21 mil, 2 years. Will Disley's going over to the Chargers. That's going to be a whole lot of nothing. 3 years, 14 mil, 10 of it guaranteed. Why? Why? whoever this Charlie Warner is, 3 years, 12 mil in the ATL. And Miami, the Dolphins, they signed Janu 2 years, 8 mil. So he was one of the guys who got signed. He was one of the guys who got signed last week because he got cut so early. Let's see. No left tackle news yet. How about right tackle news? The only right tackle signed so far, Jermaine Illuminor. I don't even know how to say that, but 2 years, 14 mil for the Giants. Let's check the guards. I know there was a couple big guard signings. Yeah, see Robert Hunt going from Miami to Carolina. 5 year, 100 million, 63 mil guaranteed. Patriots, they re-signed their guard, Mike Onwenu. So 3 years, 57 mil, 38 mil is guaranteed. Carolina signed multiple guards, so they're really, really doing what they can to protect their running game and protect Bryce Young. But they got Damian Lewis from Seattle, 4 year, 53 mil, 26 of it guaranteed. The Rams signed Jonah Jackson from Detroit, 3 year, 51 mil. John Runyon going from Green Bay to the Giants, 3 years, 30 mil. And Washington signed a guard, Nick Allegretti, 3 years, 16 mil. Deadass Treyway, what do you think the Chiefs are going to do at wide receiver? I mean, they're not going to be able to pay much for a wide receiver, so they're just going to have to be waiting in the wind, for something to happen. I mean, that's the only thing that I see happening. All right, let's see. Those were the guards. Couple big guard signings. Let's see. Couple big center signings as well. Lloyd Cushenberry, 4 years, 50 mil, going from Denver to the Tennessee Titans. Dallas loses one of their centers. I mean, I don't think this was their starter though. Tyler Bydez, going to Washington. Aaron Brewer going from Tennessee to Miami, 3 year, 21 mil. All right, here we go. Let's get over to the IDPs. And let's get another dab going. Okay, let's start with the DNs. Start with the DNs here. So Jonathan Grenard, he's leading the way with the D-end money right now. 4 years, 76 mil, 42 of it guaranteed. Going from Houston to Minnesota. Leonard Williams re-signed with the Seattle Seahawks. So what was he? He got traded from the Giants to the Seahawks, and they re-signed him. 3 years, 64 mil, 43 of it's guaranteed. Really good NFL move for them for sure. He hasn't really been too good for fantasy since he went over there. Dorrance Armstrong, okay, going over from Dallas to Washington, 33 mil, 3 years. Danico Autry got 2 years, 20 mil, going over to the Texans. Yetur Gross, Matos, staying with the Panthers. AJ Epineza, staying with the Bills. Marcus Davenport, moving over to Detroit. Tyquan Lewis, staying with the Colts. 2 years, 12 mil. See if there's any. Let's see the DTs. I mean, shit. The DTs are led up by Christian Wilkins, who, I mean, he has the second highest free agency contract, you know, just overall number. 4 years, 110 mil, and 82 of it is guaranteed. Dollar bills, y'all. Moving from Miami over to the Raiders. Now, the Raiders got Christian Wilkins, they got Max Crosby, and they got Tyree Wilson all on the same line. Very, very interesting. They are they're making moves in the trenches, and that was a big move. I mean, Wilkins might be the best DT who was available here in this free agency class. Grover Stewart, you know, more of like a role player. I mean, 3 years, 39 mil for the Colts. Maybe he, I don't know. Maybe he gets a little bit better. He's like kind of like a fringe flex guy for fantasy. Justin Jones moving from the Bears to the Cardinals. 3 years, 31 mil. Daquan Jones staying in Buffalo. 2 years, 16 mil. All right. Let's see. Let's go with the outside linebackers first. Outside linebackers, we got Bryce Huff going from the Jets to the Eagles. 3 years, 51 mil. Bryce Huff's been all right for the Jets. Let's see. I mean, let's see what he's going to do coming over here to the Eagles now. Zendarius Smith stays with the Browns. 2 years, 23 mil. Leonard Floyd going from Buffalo to San Fran. 2 year, 20 mil. What up, Lime? Lime said, how do I stop? Dylan Cease to the Yankees, heating up again. Nice, nice. Yeah, Toyota One says there's a shitload of moves. Hell yeah. I mean, a lot of these moves, you know, the IDP ones kind of go a little bit under the radar. So that's why I want to make sure that we spend the time talk about the guys who got moved. Outside or middle linebackers. Man, they got to update this because the only one that they have right now is Jordan Hicks. Went from Minnesota. Minnesota to the Browns. Yeah, it sucks. Even this website isn't fully updated because Jordan Brooks, he goes over to the Dolphins. Patrick Queen going to the Seahawks. All right, let's check the cornerbacks. Awuzie going from the Bengals to Tennessee. It's a big time move. Sean Bunting going from Tennessee to Arizona. So, I mean, kind of upgraded there. Ronald Darby going from Baltimore to Jacksonville. All these guys. Jeff Okuda, damn. Jeff Okuda, 1 year, 4.75 mil. Crazy how the mighty have fallen. He was a first round, third overall draft pick. What, 6 years ago? 5 years ago? Ta, Stranger said the Titans are becoming the Bengals retirement team. All right, let's see. Let's go to the free safeties. The only one they have is Alohi Gilman staying with the Chargers. 2 years, 10 mil. Fantasy relevant when he was playing. I mean, he's got hurt a lot, so that was one of those things that sucked. And strong safety, Xavier McKinney. I totally forgot about this. Xavier McKinney, 4 years, 68 mil, going to Green Bay. That is crazy. Green Bay picked up two free agents, both of them getting 48 mil or more, at least as far as like the total contract is concerned. That's very, very un-Packer-like. Xavier McKinney, he's someone I really feel like he's just better for NFL than he is for he's better for the NFL than he is for fantasy football, because so much potential, but I just really feel like fantasy-wise, he never really lived up to it. Uh-oh, Kyle, did you even know that? He said, yeah, boy. Yeah, that was, I think that might be, I mean, 68 mil, that might be the most out of any of the DBs. I mean, it gotta be. All right, let's see. And yeah, Kevin Byard. That was the other one. Going from Philly to Chicago. So he got traded to Philly last year. And then now he's on the move again. I mean, a little bit long in the tooth, but 2 years, 15 mil. And Peacock said to me, you still got to hit the ball. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I want to see anybody who is, oh, the Astros, they knew what he was throwing. Like, it doesn't matter if you know what they're throwing or not. Hitting a baseball is literally the hardest thing to do at a professional level than any other sport. Like, what's harder, to hit a fucking 100 mile an hour fastball that's like moving, or hitting a 3-point jumper? You know, like, I know that the context of like how the defense is playing someone, or like, you know, a quarterback, like, I mean, it probably is one of the hardest things ever to throw like a 40 or 50 yard bomb while a defender is smacking you in the face, you know? So that is, you know, either way, it's tough to say what's the hardest thing, but nobody in any other sport could just jump into baseball and just like start hitting. Like basketball, yeah, like, I mean, it may be because of your size and shit, you know, you might get really D'd up, might not be good enough to be at that level. Football, like, man, like, it'd be really hard for, I mean, just any basketball or baseball player to like get into like football, especially, I mean, no one's gonna go in and be a quarterback, but you just think of like any random position, like I just think of a little speedy like basketball player like going out there looking like the towel boy on The Water Boy. Michigan experiments with their towel boy, putting him out there at tight end. Boom. Jamie in the house, what up? Derek said Browns agreed to terms with Nyheim Hines. 1 year contract. Okay. Kyle said, thanks to Ian Rappaport. Me and a lot of Packer fans yesterday thought we had Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. Oh, man. For an hour or two. Yeah. Yeah. Tina said, agreed. Everyone does cheat. They're professional hitters. You won't be in that game if you can't hit the ball. Is basically batting practice for him. I don't know about batting practice. I mean, maybe if it was the fastballs, but, you know, still, if you're just throwing a meaty fastball right over the middle of the plate, I mean, most professional players are just going to eat that for breakfast anyways. I'm not saying that they were only throwing shit like just right over the plate, but if you're throwing 95 plus and you're just painting corners no matter what, like, that's just hard to hit no matter what. Strange, and hitting a baseball must be harder because the only profession I know where you can fail 65% of the time and be one of the greatest all time. You're damn right. Couldn't have said it better myself, because yeah, that is that's a good metric right there. Yeah, you could literally fail 65% of the time and you still could be one of the best ever with those numbers. For sure, one of the hardest things. if not the hardest, if not the hardest. I still think it is the hardest, but you know, when I start putting it into words like that and you're like, damn, it is pretty hard for a QB, but it also, that also doesn't happen that often where a QB is getting smacked in the face and still able to throw it like 60 yard dime for a touchdown or some shit. Doesn't happen too often anyways. Derek said, Jags come to terms with Dearness Johnson, 1 year contract. Very blah. Very blah. Peacock said, we all know the Chiefs are going to throw to Kelce still. We got to stop it. Yeah. And Tino said they did stop it. Kelce had his worst year. Let's see. Let's see what his stats were. He broke the 1,000 yard. He was so close. 16 yard shy of 16 yard shy of a thou wow. But yeah, 93 receptions, 984 yards, 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's horrible by his standards. But, like, let's just put him up against everyone else. Let's see. Let me get to a list of everybody. And we'll just go off of fantasy points. Well, actually, we won't go. I mean, I'll filter this by fantasy points. But look at this. Laporta, 86 receptions, 889 yards. Not even 900 yards, 10 touchdowns. It was touchdowns. Like, that's what's crazy. There's only one tight end. There's only one tight end who broke 1,000 yards. And that was George Kittle. And he had, like, just, he had a lot of long passes and long receptions and stuff, because he only had 65 receptions. Kelce still had 93 receptions. Kelce was top 3 in receptions. He was top 4 in targets. He was top 2 in receiving yards. And he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And he was tied for 7th with 5 touchdowns. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There was 5 tight ends with 6 touchdowns. Literally just one more touchdown than Kelce. That is it. Like, Kelce had a bad year by Kelce standards because he didn't crack double-digit touchdowns. I don't think, like, we just hold Kelce to, like, this insane, like, status in our head where, like, he literally finished, I mean, I guess top 7 because of the touchdowns, but literally he's 2 touchdowns away from being number 2. Like, that's what's insane. Kelce is the man. I will not stand for any Kelce blasphemous around here. Jamie said, I used to smash the baseball back in my T-ball days. Oh, man. Oh, there we go, stranger. The towel boy ran into a laundry list of problems. I could not remember the line. Thanks. And Tino said, batting practice, they tell you what pitch is coming, so your eye can get used to the spin of the ball. Well, every single pitcher has different spin on the ball. Every single pitcher is a tiny bit different in velocity. I mean, there may be some that are like exactly the same, but you know, if you're talking the difference of like 97 to 95, 97 to 94, like, that's huge. That's huge. Cause we're talking about everything happening in 4/10 of a second. And like in batting practice, the guy, every single ball that these guys hit in batting practice is not a 500-foot bomb. We've all gone to batting practice. There's a lot of line drives. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of random home runs from the guys who hit home runs. But there's some where they just fucking, I don't know, hit it foul and like anything. Tino said you can literally Google how to hold the balls to throw that spin. Well, yeah, and like imagine how much spinning is happening on this ball. Like literally a four-seamer that you move your fucking fingers over, like not even a full inch, probably like a certain amount of an inch you're getting spin one way or the other, depending on which way you move your fingers. Like it's insane. There's no way to duplicate. No way to duplicate anything with like the baseball pitching. It's like just getting close. Peacock said worst year, but landed Taylor and won a Super Bowl. Right? Yep. Worst year of his career and Super Bowl championship. Third Super Bowl championship, right? Yeah, it's just back to back Super Bowl champions. Like we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that in forever. We haven't seen that in forever. They have a chance to three-peat. Tino said he found the evidence of the trash can banging. 1,143 of 8,274 pitches thrown the Astros hitters, hearing the most instance banging during the at-bats. So what is that percentage-wise? Because that's still, I mean, well under 50%. 13.8% of the time. I don't know. You're making your case worse, Tino. 13.8% of the time. That's it. And Jamie says, see, Jordan Hicks signed a 2-year, $8 million. Yes, I talked about that. I went through all the signings for IDP at the different positions and stuff. I mean, it's all right. Jordan Hicks, he's definitely lost a step or two. Nothing just like insanely, you know, nothing insane hops off the chart. He's all right. For fantasy, he's going to be a late round pick. He'll probably be a guy who's like flex worthy for you. Chase said, I wonder how low Kelsey falls next year. He's not going to fall low. He's not. Like, we're already in dynasty leagues where he's still getting drafted in this third round, you know? Like, so he'll drop a round. A round. So if he was getting drafted in the second round last year, he'll get drafted in the third round this year. If he was getting drafted in the first round last year in your league, he'll get drafted in the second round somewhere. The thing is, tight end is so scarce that you need a guy like Kelsey. Like, even if people draft Laporta first, like, now Kelsey, he's going to go number two. Whoever gets him, number two tight end overall, is going to be super, super stoked. Because if you play in a league with tight end, he still gives you an insane advantage. And even when you look at it, like, he didn't even score. Like, Laporta didn't even score that many more points than Kelsey. He only scored 24 more points than him on the season. And if you break that down by 17 games, even though Kelsey and Laporte, I don't think, played 17 games. I mean, that's not even a point and a half difference, like, per game between those guys. So, yeah, however low he falls, swoop. Swoop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's see. Stranger said a baseball can be spinning up to almost 3,300 RPM from a curveball. Oh, man. And like, and what's crazy is like, I mean, that's like the 3,800 RPM, like that's based on like a minute. Right. And like, how does that equate to like 4/10 of a second? And Tino's at all the way down to a three. All right, well, I mean, a real knuckle, it wouldn't even move. Like, it'd be like zero RPM because it would just be coming straight at you. And it might be like moving like this, but it won't be spinning. Like, that's the thing that's crazy about the knuckleball. There's like no spin on it most of the time. And yeah, and it's just insanely hard to hit. It's so hard to hit that they came out with that knuckleball documentary. And there was, I cannot remember the guy's name who used to fucking throw the knuckleball on the Red Sox. I mean, we're talking 15, 20 years ago. It was Wakefield. Oh, yeah, there you go. Wakefield, perfect. He said Wakefield, the knuck would just hang there looking frozen. Hell, yeah. And seeing, like, it was funny because the, was it Veritek? I don't even know who the catcher was back then who only caught for Wakefield, but he only had a job because he could catch Wakefield every single week. And because, man, I mean, most catchers, if you're just not used to it, like, it's just, I mean, it's insane. It's insane. Yeah, Tino said Wakefield, knuckle. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Stranger said 3,800 is 1,360 at 0.4 seconds. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy. That is insane. That is insane. And Tino said, bro, Eagle Knuckles was a cheater. Or Wakefield's knuckle was a cheater. Said they almost banned the pitch. There we go. Kyle said, I just did a dynasty startup, IDP, best ball. And Kelsey went round four to me. Boom. Yeah. If you're able to get Kelsey, and I mean, that's what's different. Like, I'm talking about leagues that I was in, you know, where I see him drafted first, second, you know, third round. So it'll be around like later. I could only imagine for some of these leagues where people are like really like anti-Kelsey, because like you only need a couple people to be anti-Kelsey and he could go round four or five or whatever. Because I mean, who, Laporta, I'd say more often than not, he's going to be going number one. Like, who would be going number two? I mean, would it be Kelsey? Would it be Mandrews? I mean, I feel like it's going to be Kelsey. I feel like a lot of times it'd be Kelsey, like, coming to me, just like you said, Kyle. Either way, Stranger, he said 3,800 is 1,520. Either way. I mean, that's insane. That's insane, though, for 0.4 seconds. That is a fucking crazy rotation right there. Johnny said, Doug Marabelli. There we go. Tino said, I bet Kelsey still goes first round. Said people won't forget the Super Bowl. Well, I guess it's a yes and no. Like, because it's hard to get into the head of these redraft folk. You know, I know we're doing Dynasty right now, and all of us are savages. You know, we're knee deep in all the fantasy football still, and we're in March. But yeah, it's really like the redraft people. How are they going to react to this? Because Dynasty, Kelsey's still got a couple good years in him. So yeah, he's going to be going somewhat high-ish. Peacock said, Henry going to be a Raven soon, I bet. Shit, Johnny said McBride has been going in the second. Damn. Higher than Kelsey, huh? Or I guess you didn't say higher than Kelsey, but is he going higher than Kelsey? What up, Zeb? He said, what up, bro? And he said, and fuck Sam Darnold.
Man, fuck Tony.
Tino said, how about Sam Darnold? LOL, good for him. Zeb said, Vikings got Aaron Jones. They love getting the pack players. Yeah, this was, now let me make sure I pull this up here. Yeah, see if we get any other news. Nope. Yeah, that's it. It's all the news that we got today so far. So we'll just be on the lookout for anything new happening. Yeah, it's like people get into the office. they start going to work. Because when did all these moves start happening? Like 2 hours ago? So that'd be like 10 o'clock, like East Coast time. Yeah, and then the moves kind of die off. You know, it's like everyone goes to lunch or something. And then they come back. And then we're going to have more moves. Probably some IDP moves that go below the radar. Hey, hey, Texan Stevie in the house. What up, fuckers? What's going on, bro? Hey, what do you think of the Mixon signing? I saw you posted something on Facebook about it. All right. You know what? We got to... This thing gets a little too oily after a few dabaroos. All right. And if you won a playoff league, just a reminder, I sent everybody who won a championship ring, I sent them the tracking numbers. If you didn't get a tracking number from me and you won a playoff league, just message me. I got them all written down on my spreadsheet, very easily accessible. And then what else? There was also there's also 10 people who won either redraft or dynasty leagues. We had an issue with one of the vendors, and so there was 10 people who kind of had to wait a little bit longer to get their rings. But all of those have been put in the mail and stuff. They got put in the mail on Saturday, so. There should be. You should be getting them. Should be getting them very soon here. Very soon. If not today. If not today. Yeah, Zeb said, happy Taco Tuesday. I've been slacking, man. I got to go through. I've been, as you guys know, at least anyone who's been, on the show the last couple days, I've been working on finishing writing a book. Super dope here. I'm finished writing it. It's really, I'm just formatting it and everything right now. Super, super dope. And actually, hold on. We need to get the new one here. Cause I know I have. Yeah, here we go. I gotta delete that one. Cause this one, that was just the first one that I did. This one, I actually put my name on it. Like it should be right at the bottom. Yeah, working on all the formatting and stuff. But yeah, we gotta get back. I gotta hurry up and finish this. Get back in the swing of everything else. What does Zeb say? I want the Vikings to get McCarthy, trade up for Daniels. Okay. Jamie said, I want to fight DeAndre Swift for fucking with my Roshan shares. Yeah, that sucks. And Zeb said, going to the Clippers T-Wolves game tonight. Nice. I have no idea how good the Clippers or the T-Wolves are, but I do like going to Clippers games. Always fun. Last Clipper game that I went to, it was a while ago at this point. It was when, it was so long ago. KD and Russell Westbrook were still on the fucking KD and Russell Westbrook were still on OKC or on the at OKC at that time, and Chris Paul was on the Clippers. But I was sitting courtside, like second row, super cool. Tino said, "Damn, Chase Young still available." Uncle Jerry called that man. He's kind of whack, man. He's kind of whack. Seb said, congrats on the book, bro. Appreciate you, homie. Peacock said, Cowboys never signed anyone. Tino said, Uncle Jerry, you having money troubles? Be honest with me. Texan Stevie said, like I said, you don't know shit about fantasy football. I'm still waiting for you to get into a league with us, bro. Because I want to see if you really come in and dominate. All right. Dab, 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 dab.
Let me hear that bomb.
Baby.
That bomb, 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 bomb.
Zeb said, out of all the RBs, which one do you think is the best spot? Mixon to the Texans, I think, is a good one. Man, I kind of don't even think that's a good one. I think it's going to be Barkley going to the Eagles. I think that's going to be the best one. I'm curious how Josh Jacobs is going to get used over there with the pack. Aaron Jones is going to be a sleeper, though. I mean, a lot of it does depend on who they get as a QB. Because with Kirk Cousins, I would have said Aaron Jones. I mean, that would have just been amazing, like, over there. But who knows who they get at QB now. Yeah, I forgot. I haven't been hitting it with the double vision today. Zeb said, can't wait to see Aaron Jones against the Pack and Barkley versus the Giants. Going to be funny. Going to be real funny to see them going up against their old squads. Whew. Oh, man. All right. Oh. Totally forgot. I meant to mention this yesterday, but we had so much news that was popping up. I didn't even talk about it. So the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight set to take place July 20th. They have all these rules. They had all these rules that came out really funny. So Jake Paul, like when they initially like wrote this contract, they said that Jake Paul could wear headgear for this fight and that Mike Tyson could not. There are some people who are calling out his manhood. And now he said, you know, all right, fine. I'm not rocking headgear then. But that's wild that like he was going to rock headgear and someone was like, is this a sparring session or an exhibition? Like, what the fuck is going on here? And so now he said that he's not going to wear headgear. But there's a... Okay, so even with, like, the testing, so, like, Mike Tyson has to be tested for this exhibition for, you know, steroids, PEDs, all that shit. Jake Paul does not have to be tested for this exhibition. Really weird. Really weird. Ed Zeb said Paul versus Tyson. What a joke. Tito said, I hate this fight. Please don't get beat up, Mike. Bro, have you seen... Hold on. Let me see. I swear I just... Mike Tyson's... He's in fuego right now. It's so funny because, like, I have on my Huss Eats TikTok, it's, like, just a Las Vegas, like, foodie channel pretty much. And, I mean, it's pretty much, like, my vlog of, like, Las Vegas. I have a video of Mike Tyson. It's the Mike Tyson Bites. I don't know if you guys, like, saw that. Where I posted it on TikTok, and I think I might have posted it on YouTube and stuff, but I just have it in like the palm of my hand, and it's like, it's supposed to be Holyfield's ear. It's a gummy, it's a weed gummy. It's supposed to be Holyfield's ear, and it has a little chunk of his ear bitten off. And like 1 week ago, I think it had like maybe like 6,000 views or something. And this is like 2 years old almost at this point. And now it has 32,000 views somehow. 42,000 views somehow. And hold on. Let me pull this up. And that was kind of just even like a side note of me seeing a bunch of Mike Tyson stuff on TikTok and YouTube. So let me see if we could find any Mike Tyson. And Tino says it's fight free on Netflix. Free to subscribers. Yeah, supposedly. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Look at this shit. Mm-hmm. Jake Paul's about to get it. Hold on, let me see it. That one kind of looked like the same one. Where was it?
Ooh.
Jake Paul's gonna die in there. Changer, that's a bad man. Is this the same one? I know there's a few different versions of these.
This is Mike Tyson sparring at age 57, as if he was in his prime. With every swing, I fear for the man's life holding the pads. No matter the age, you don't want to mess around with this beast, or you will regret your life decisions and end up like the man on the plane. This is Mike Tyson sparring.
Man, whoo. And Tino, no, that's Logan Paul. That's Logan Paul that's in the WWE. Well, right, Tino said that's not Prime Mike. I mean, shit. Let's just look at. Let's see.
Sweat, he hasn't done that tonight. I wonder if that's a change of plan.
Oh, what a left hook. Let's have another look at this.
Dang it. He hasn't done that tonight. It happened so fast. The first one.
Let's have another look at this now.
Well, it was a beautiful punch, bang on the chin. Now you can see the way he goes down, first of all, loses all control. Then you can see the actual time he took to get back up onto his feet again.
Yeah, there it is. He's got the left hand that he was talking about, but the way he slips inside, is he such a better, good
defense. This looks so vicious from that angle.
A fighter cannot be saved by the bell as the big right hand lands. Tyson knows he's got him in big trouble.
Ooh, ooh.
It cannot be saved by the bell.
Tyson knows he's got him in big trouble. If he doesn't answer it.
Today, Mike Tyson, a fellow for whom everybody predicts a great future. If they can find
with Cooney and Carl Williams in their training camps, and he was quoted as saying not too many weeks ago that.
All right, one more. Oh. It's so quick. All right, two more.
Watch this.
Oh.
Bangs him right back.
What up, Bangs?
Very, very quickly. Uppercut, and Marvis is hurt.
Dude, like, how many knockouts have we seen? And we've seen replays, and this has only been a minute and 20 seconds.
The left was unnecessary. Marvis is badly hurt. Point.
Fuck. Dude, he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's already asleep.
Fuck.
Oh, he's done. Everyone's got a plan until they got hit in the face. Until they get hit in the face. That's a prime fucking example of that right there.
And powerful left hook that put Tony Tubbs down.
He should be hanging on. There on the right hand, the left hand. He's gonna hang on, or they'll stop the fight. There he goes!
He should be hanging on. Now with a right hand, a left hand. He's gonna hang on. Stop the fight.
Oh, man. And it's crazy because most of those were like the entire fight. Oh, man. Some of those weren't, but man. Derek said my man went flying on the other side of the ring. Yeah, like, whew. It's gonna be wild because I told you guys that Hess, he is an investor in Tyson 2.0, and he said he's known about this for a little while. I mean, they've been teasing this for a little while. I guess I just wasn't paying attention because they've been teasing this for like over a month now. I just didn't see anything. about it. And I told Hess, so, hey, since, you know, you're an owner of Tyson, how easily could you get us tickets to this fight? And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna find out. I'll remind him about that. It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny if me and Hess end up rolling to this fight. Toyota once, I remember watching these fights live as a kid, right? Some of them for me, maybe not all of them. Tina said they both look good. I'm worried for Mike. I don't want him to win, but the age gap and his cardio scare me. I mean, yeah. The thing about Mike, though, like, remember in Rocky? Like, remember in the beginning, like, Rocky was always, you know, he's always a crazy powerful puncher. But then it got to, like, number three, and he was training with Apollo Creed, and he, you know, just everything. He got the speed, everything, his whole style changed around. And then it, like, it goes to Rocky IV, Rocky V, and then Rocky Balboa, which I don't really like that much. But that one was funny. It was like, you ain't got nothing left in the gas tank cardio wise. So he's like, we just got to make you throw the craziest haymakers out there. Every punch that you throw must destroy. And Tina said, Rocky's a movie, bro. No, Rocky is real. Remember on fucking, what's it called? Eddie Murphy Raw. The Italians, they think Rocky is real. Hey, Rocco. Stranger said Tyson had 24 first round knockouts in his professional career in as low as 30 seconds. Like, that's insane. Like, and like, even if we round it up to, even if we round it up to 30 seconds. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It officially happened. It's official as a referee's whistle. Derrick Henry is going to Baltimore. Yeah, for any of us who have Derrick Henry in Dynasty, booyah, baby. Yeah. 2-year deal could be worth up to 16 mil deal could be worth up to 20, they say. Nine mil is fully guaranteed. Woo. They're probably going to keep him for those 2 years. Because that's not bad. That's not bad either way. 2 years, 16 mil. Could be worth up to 20. I mean, those are incentives. Yeah, he said, get that bag, bro. He got paid more than who? Let me see. Hold on. Let's go back. And where the hell are the free agents? Let's go back and look what running backs Derrick Henry just got paid more than. So, I mean, he got the same deal, but just 2 years instead of three as Pollard and Swift. But yeah, so I mean, got everybody else. So yeah, I mean, Henry, he was amongst that elk, and it was a 2 year instead of three. But those guys, I mean, even those guys, it's gonna be a 2 year. It's gonna be a 2 year deal for those guys, anyways. They're not making it to their third contract. Yep, Derek said, wow, that's the last good RB. Yeah. There you go. All the RBs snatched up on Monday and Tuesday. There we go. Stranger said he had an 8-second knockout at the Junior Olympics. I mean, man, like, Tyson is just... I met Mike Tyson at the Champ Show. It was awesome. It was a very quick interaction, but got a cool picture with him. And yeah, it was cool. I was like, right there. That's because I was with Cannabis Now. It was super cool. It was a seed company that just partnered with Tyson 2.0, and it was literally like a 10-minute meet and greet at this one booth. And like, I just happened to be there. And, didn't just happen to be there, knew that he was coming there and wanted to be there in advance. And I was, and got to meet the great one. All right, here we go. Man, my phone's going crazy with the Derrick Henry news right now. Yeah, I'm gonna have to make some we're gonna have to make some videos of like short videos of the of a lot of these signings. Got to all the running backs, all the fantasy a lot of fantasy implications changed. And I think that's what I'm gonna do for these videos. I'm gonna make short videos. We'll put them on YouTube and TikTok and all that. And we'll put, you know, where they were, where they are, value, up or down. Because, yeah, Derrick Henry, through the roof now, through the roof. Here we go. Tinos, I remember when they said they took him to the woods, Garcia was literally in Cabo fishing when they took him to the woods. I'm so confused. All right. Who's dabbing with me? Tino said 10 mil for Henry's crazy. Well, it wasn't 10 mil. It was, now it could be, Oh, yeah. Cause Derek didn't put, that's the shortened version. It's 2 years, 16 mil. There's 4 mil in incentives that he could get. So it could be worth up to 20 mil and 9 of it's guaranteed. That's the full breakdown. So yeah, we don't even know what the incentives are. Irv Smith Jr. is going over to the Kansas City Chiefs on a 1 year deal. Toyota 1, Henry Golan, TD predictions. The bus is gone. I mean, shit, 15? 15 to 20? It's going to be, that's the best signing out of all of them for fantasy. Fuck yeah, man. Because let's see the others. I mean, Josh Jacobs going to the Packers. I did like Aaron Jones's outlook last year. A lot of it's because of receiving, though. Not like because of rushing. So, Josh Jacobs, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But I feel like his value staying the same to me. Like, I don't feel like his value, like, raised at all. Saquon, his value definitely raised going to the Eagles. Way better line, way better offense. But yeah, on the upswing. Tony Pollard, yeah, going to Tennessee. I mean, that's gonna be kind of a downgrade for me. Yeah, I feel like Tennessee. I know that he should get more volume, but can he even handle like more volume? So, yeah, I think Tony Pollard, that's going to be going down for me. DeAndre Swift going from Philly to Chicago. I'm also going to put that as a trending down. Devin Singletary going to the Giants. Trending up. Gibson going to New England. His outlook was so low last year, I would almost say that he's trending up for that reason, but I'll even say neutral. Austin Eckler going from the Chargers to Washington on the 2-year $8 million trending down. Zach Moss trending fucking way up right now. Going from the Colts to the Bengals, and it was like him going over there, why they released Joe Mixon. So, I mean, I know it's he's not going to be like the main guy, but his value is definitely up as of now. Aaron Jones, I feel like with Kirk Cousins leaving and everything, his value is going down a little bit. And Gus Edwards from Baltimore to the Chargers, I'm going to say that stays neutral. And then Derrick Henry, yeah, to the moon. To the moon. And there we go. Okay, Meal said thoughts on Eckler going to the Commanders. Yeah, he's going to be behind B-Rob the Mob. It kind of bullet in Bubble Goose. I'm hard to get loose. Yeah, because B-Rob is a better runner than Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler has always been more of like a scat back guy. And it has been, I don't like the outlook there. Like, I guess it remains to be seen with this, like, new regime, like, over there, like, how they would treat it. And, I mean, I guess, you know, the new regime didn't pick B-Rob the Mob. But either way, from what we remember Eckler as, he's definitely going down. Oh, yeah, and Bakes said, what the fuck, Mixon to the Texans. Yeah, so Mixon, as of last night, what we knew is that he was getting released by the Bengals. This morning, they said, hey, we're not releasing him. We're actually trading him to the Texans. And let's see if they've even released the trade details, because it was only like an hour ago. Let's see. I don't even see anything yet. I don't even see it yet. So they don't even, they still don't even have the, they still don't even have the what's it called? The details. Yeah, just checking all these notifications. So much going on right now. All right. Nothing. All right. Do another dab, see if any news comes in. Man, I'm feeling good about all my Derrick Henry shares. Should have went and tried to buy him for like second rounders and stuff, because his value just went up now. Like, that's what's crazy, is literally like this free agency made guys' value rise, fall, or stay similar. And Derrick Henry definitely on the rise, because fuck the Titans. His value was so low. I mean, the kind of offers that I was getting for him was like straight bullshit like offers. So I was never going to trade him. I was never going to trade him anywhere. And it's pretty much the best thing that could have happened to him. Happened for him, whatever, however we want to word it. Yeah, Toyota One said Eckler's now in the Gibson role. Yeah, which is really whack. Which is really whack. All right. One more dab. It's time to get out of here. Stranger said only info I can find on the price of Mixon. trade is that it's for an undisclosed pick. I'm happier with a pick than a player in this instance. Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is the time. This is the time. See a lot of picks being traded around. All right. Craziness. Craziness. What a fun free agency. What a fun free agency. These last 2 days have been, it's like fantasy football for the NFL. It's cool. Because usually there's just not this many guys available. Like, that's really what it is. A lot of running backs changing positions or changing places. I mean, and especially like, I guess that's what's crazy is like, it's almost like they planned it perfectly. This year is probably one of the worst years for like RB, like RB, like rookie classes. And like, you have like the most like insane free agency running back class like ever. Pretty cool the way that it all worked out. All right. Uh-oh. All right, guys, I'm gonna shut her down because I gotta take this call. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.
Defense! On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! And here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! Here comes the boom! Y'all don't really want me now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.